I'm the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and this is May 21st, 2017. It's a three-hour live program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And this is Dr. Wynn Parker live. And I want to apologize to the audience for changing my voice in some form, because I'm a product of my, you know, one's own research in stem cell research, and have certain things happening in a good way with the jaw and the circulation. So instead of canceling the program today, it would have been a historical cancellation, because I never missed a show in 10 years on RBN. And for all the new listeners, I welcome you, and the listeners that have been following me for close to 10 years, we're about the water, the combination of law and politics that relate to technology, and plus advancements that are made that we discuss, and its financial implications, and the life and death issues that are part of the world stage. With that being said, I'm going to dedicate these 3 hours to the passing of my CPA, which happened about a week and a half ago. And when we started, I was one of the few people with Uncle Sam, and I still am with, as a knowledge engineer, and for data and development of innovations. And I believe there's very little money in the pocket. And now we've, you know, influenced the drinking water content information and stage on at the UN. We've had amicus curiae briefs I've written for, that have made many of the federal courts. We've expanded the audience at RBN. And history has been made on on 23 fronts in 7 fields of medicine, biology, and law. With that being said, I was not able to attend the funeral because I'm in an active protection for the advancements of stem cells, which is not for the faint of heart. There are charlatans out here in the world of medicine that talk about that they feel that the advancement of the telomeres, of the ends of the chromosomes, is part of something they're going to control by thinking they know about it or understanding about it. The part of the discovery which is in patent right now is that I formulated, with the help of 5 medical teams across the world, because in the United States there's been no allowance for advancements in stem cell. So the idea of using sound was and light is something that I've advanced, and with live cells, and beyond the diffraction limit, where you have a safe and harmful radiation, you have to use toxic dyes in order to see the cells, even if you were trying to see it. So, with the help of even the minds of medical teams and forays, you see, the use of phonons instead of photons. I'm saying this on air when it should be in patent, but the point is that it's part of my expose of discovery to the audience. In case something happens to me, at least you know. All I was trying to do was to find a way to increase lung tissue because of circumstances of having to do that, and which is part of the idea of cause and effect, the law of cause and effect. Otherwise, I wouldn't have touched the idea. Now, the wavelengths can only be short in the idea of having live cells activated in the human body by using phonons instead of photons, because in conventional, if you have microscopy, photons are where you see something in the microscope, are used to have wavelengths can only be short, and that can limit the size of the object. And so, but to do it in the body is where we're going. And that's my activities. This affects the water, it ties in with the water, because I use the principle of chemical extractions by using cells of the liver and the pancreas, which had never been done before. So the visible light can be resolved, you see, with a suboptical wavelength of phonons and sound. And I actually was inspired by the Buddha principle of cause and effect through sound. And the idea of the sound can be a low energy payload where I've used processes of the mind with light, taking thought from the brain, placing it with sound, and having the living cell react to the acoustic image that it makes within itself of what you have thought. In other words, I used Dr. Emoto's principle of memory of love and gratitude in the water molecule to change its crystal form. If you think a toxic thought, why, the water molecule shrivels up, no matter what country you're in or what language you're using. That's Dr. Emoto's work. And all of those principles are yet to be explored, but they will be used in the formation of applications of stem cell transplantation, which is going to be the end game of what I've been participating in. So with that being said, we have another piece of historical point that ICPA was an Irish person. And I give this blessing on air at the same time that President Trump is speaking in Saudi Arabia, because they're connected. An Irish blessing: may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine and warm your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields until we meet again, again. May God hold you in the palm of his hand. That's a tribute to Charles Bernard. At the same time, the connection with today's work of President Trump at Saudi Arabia is connected because about 7 years ago, at a large conference of all the water people in one place, the Saudis had approached on an open conference that it would be $1 million in gold if there was anyone in the audience that would be able to develop a way to solve the process of the change of the water in the subterranean areas of the desert. And that was the beginning of the introduction to the Crown Prince. And we've been communicating ever since. And so, with history being made as we speak, with the president speaking in Saudi Arabia, which is determination, and it's a war against good and evil, and the center against in the Islamic Alliance against terrorism will be located in Saudi Arabia. And the center for the determination of protecting the water on the earth from bioterrorism will be in Saudi Arabia. And I've been chosen to be one of the chief, more than consultants, consultants not even a word, but to be part of the consultation process of the development of the World Water Center, as was prophesied by King Saram and his father. Those if any of you remember the movie Lawrence of Arabia, it was in that era when it was really prophesied that the control of the future world was based upon the water. So I'll be one of many teams, and of course the President of the United States, on seeking me out on chloramine caused health damages on the homepage of RBN, was a starting point, and was never forgotten about how the black mayors turned Trump away at the water disposal units in Flint and in Missouri. I don't think anybody's going to, in Minnesota, when he was in the primary. But that was then, and this is now. So the process of the determinations of the war that we're going to have, which Hillary Clinton presented in 2012, but it was for her foundation that would be part of the developmental system of this. So, and that is another story. So what we have is, we have a system of which, as of today, the world is forever changed in history. And President Trump has presented this in an open speech to the Saudi Arabian kings and princes and who control actually under the sand is the controlling area of three things: the formation of water itself, oil, of course, and then next are the formations of what's called a substance called X. It's not lithium, but the process of development of that compound, which was written in the Bible as first as salt, which was used. There are passages that are used by quantum physicists where the Bible is just a reference. We're not talking religion here, where even I, as a young man, ever was mystified to the passages that said, do not turn your back, but if you turn around, you will be turned to salt. And for years in quantum physics, it wasn't called quantum physics then either. It was called quai, the energy force of the inner circle. And that's all I'm going to say about this at this moment in this first hour. And if I hadn't had a personal life which caused the cause and effect for me to discover and work on stem cells for long to be able to breathe in the desert, I guess I wouldn't have. But that was not the reason. That's the side effect. Saudi Arabia's a desert, and I'm not supposed to be in the desert. So that's the way we're opening the show today. World change, three major stem cell transplantation advances with the help of five medical teams. RBN is a platform for 10 years, and the expose and RBN on the contamination of the water, not just BS contamination, but putting ways to control the population through the water by using sterilants and chemicals, all controlled by the EPA. On top of that, of course, I can't, I have to recover, and that's going to take some time. And and I'm not ill or anything, it's just that what I've invented is my own Cyclops. So another surprise aside from Saudi Arabia and the President of the United States, in the process of the king, and I'm not going to mention the names of the people in the movie business, but if I ever am in Los Angeles, I will not be able to fly. The reason I can't fly is because I wouldn't pass the gates. See, I can't go to an airport and walk through because of the shrapnel that I've inherited gives signals, electromagnetic signals. And, of course, we go through the whole thing again and again and again. I haven't been in the public for many years. And there are other reasons for that, because of knowledge base, corporate espionage. Uncle Sam feeling that if I were captured, what that would mean. And those type of things. So I thank some benefactors from the movie industry who have given me access in case I'm ever at the Los Angeles International Airport. They have a special room. It's a new terminal, and it's called the private suite, and it has high protection and comforts by which to go to various planes without problems. But it's for much more than that terminal. I thank you. This is Parker Pathways, and the call number is 800-313-9443. And thank you very much for tolerating our access voice. Without
the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
In the process of being in the on the world stage, you have to concern yourself with obeying the laws, which I've talked about in terms of tax reformation, and in the United States. The IRS is always reminding that the foreign assets of a United States tax obligation is very important, and that's on its face is very simple, but it's very complicated in terms of aspects of things, and it's legal that you report foreign banks on your financial accounts, particularly if you're involved on the world stage with some particular way that a product or innovation is developed, and the monies that are involved with it. It's very similar, actually, to a disclosure document that you have to write if you have an article, and let's say a medical article, and you want to tell a reader that you don't have any cross interest, you know, what you're writing about to promote it, that type of thing. That's a also a congressional act. Well, the way this normally works is that we fill out your TDF 90-22.1 report, and particularly when you have foreign assets, you have a company overseas. And of course, I have, you know, to be in a country that would be able to handle the form of researchers and patent exchanges, because you understand intellectual property is now global. It always has been, but the point is that the first to file in the patent law, this was the first act that Obama had on his table when he went into the office. That was 2 weeks after he received the Nobel Prize for nothing. I'm not being insulting when I say that, but that's the truth of it. What happened to what has happened today is worth a Nobel Prize. I'm sorry, audience, but that's the way it is. History was made today in Saudi Arabia. The world has seen a historical event, like it or not. And where we are here is that the government has every right to hold the reports on the foreign assets as they go through. It's called the interest and signature. And, of course, this happens for retirement accounts, for instance, if you lived in another country. And if you're an expatriate living, you know, cease to have lawful permanent residence in the United States, you'd have to do it. Fill out another type form for that, and that's understandable. But the IRS is legally, they can hold your asset, and in my case, it would be sheep's blood, which has various proteins in it. It's quite lucrative, and of course, that kind of money is separate from me, and on purpose. So the unscrupulous rats in this world, I learned my lessons well. And that's all legal, what I'm telling you. But at the same time, you asked the question, if the government, if you look at the $100 bill and see the missing words, and you understand that the government wishes to take over the money, and put it into another coin currency concept, which at the moment is called Bitcoin. How do you pay for something? And how do you make the exchange? We're talking real world. You have $103 trillion that are unfunded in liability implications in this country. I got a question for you. What's your currency? We'll see at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Now, this is not an academic question. If the government has the foreign asset and the U.S. tax obligation system is totally legal, and as long as you don't abuse that, but there are countries, for instance, in Panama, you can't leave the country unless you pay your taxes. You can't get on the plane and leave the country, even though it has U.S. dollar transfer. That's just an example, because you still can use a U.S. dollar in Panama. But let's say that you're in another country, and the key is that let's take a country that does not have an army to protect it. A good example would be forms of Indonesia. It could be New Zealand. It could be New Guinea. As examples, all right? You see, the only way a country that doesn't have an army to protect it has to be able to buy their system. And And that puts it into the process of the real world of how you look at the new American $100 bill, and what you're seeing is that you have unfunded liabilities in such a way that it's the digital currency that's coming upon us is going to be in units. So what you do is do you barter your funds. In other words, how are people supposed to, in a cashless society, which you think might be just down the road, but it's not down the road, it's weeks away. And so what you do is a country will come to you and they'll say, well, Captain, we understand that you're working on some stem cell systems, and we didn't want to approach the other biologists or other people that were out here in the world because they would lose their job in the government or university if we asked them. We'll just use as an example, we'll say New Zealand. And say, we have a problem that is more than the problem, and it's been on the world news, that we're infested with rats, rodents who eat. They eat bird eggs, and of course the kiwi is from there. These are species that are not just some kind of vision, that they want to save a species. A lot of the species within, particularly New Guinea and New Zealand, upper part of Indonesia, are species that go back thousands and thousands of years. Kiwis, an example, we're losing. If you don't have the balance of all of these types of subspecies of crickets and birds in an ecosystem that's been there before Christ, you are losing a very valuable resource and species that are necessary for the rest of the earth. Its form of ecosystem is very complicated in how that works. It goes into the creation myth, which I've been for weeks wanting to talk about with you, and that have to do with the water and the formation of the thing. I talked about the creation of the turtle lady who worked to create the sea. And in American Indian culture, it's called the turtle walk. But the thing is, where we are here is that... Yes, he said, well, you can come to our country and do your research and have your sheep and do the process and be able to do business on the world stage, which is legal. It's listed in the Patent Cooperation Treaty, we'll offer you, if you wish, to be a professor at the law school. Or you can, if you wish to be a professor at the medical school of our country, and we'll give you obligatory 6 months trial before giving you citizenship. We'll give you these things. But in trade, what we'd like to have, they didn't say in word of trade, they said, if you can solve our rodent problem, the Queen of England will personally give you, you know. And I said, no, I'm not interested in that. And I said, I've been to England, and I never cared for the English food, but I really like the English people. You know, I always have. England's a very interesting place, in my opinion. So that began the idea where I just threw off the top of my head. And I said, well, the beginning of the stem cell system some time ago, before it was called stem cell research, was done on cats. And I said cats have certain genes where feral cats, which are free-roaming cats, they normally kill about, well, most of the native species, you know, like flying squirrels, blue jays, or ducks, or things of this sort. And I said, maybe there's a gene system in there that can be worthwhile. And that was the beginning of the conversation, see, and the development of that. Now, immediately, in that period of time, the whole concept of the dollar not having value in the world, because the United States only has about $200 billion in currency. And $11 trillion is needed to cover about 20 years to get to the point where we have in the United States cash. This is up to, you know, this is this morning's work, all right? As the President of the United States is speaking to Saudi Arabia for the Center for being against terrorism. And the key point is the Saudis, the real war will be on financing terrorism. Now, that's one of the reasons why the President Obama had all the paper, your currency to Iran, and coming off of a army transport plane in the middle of the night. And they said, well, that's, Obama said, well, that's their money, you know. And, of course, the claiming of it, you know, that was the money the Shah of Iran took, you know. And, of course, we've been through that discussion on the Parker Pathways. That's the biggest pile of turd shit that you ever saw in the world. Excuse me, I'm not supposed to say that word, but I'm not politically correct. Maybe I'm feeling I'm able to use my jaw better. But it's just another pile of dung, anyway, you cut it. And it would change it to camel dung, and we'll be in touch with today's history. So, in Europe, you know, you can only use about 2,000 euros at a time. Okay, so you're left with what the hackers took. The hackers on the recent system of the hacking of the computers, but that was beyond hacking the Microsoft XP. This is beyond that. A few weeks of that, before that. So the hackers have taken. Uncle Sam has told me it's $81 billion. So this leaves you. If you only have currency in the country of $200 billion, and the debt the real figure is $400 trillion. Now, chloramine causes health damage when I wrote it concerning the infrastructure for the water. We're not just talking pipes; we're talking real world what you need. Yeah, you take the contaminants that are in the reusable water, which the government's trying to sell you, that's good for you. And, of course, that's a joke, you know, the reusable water in the terms of how the Al Gore types and the government lifetime employees see it, which, by the way, some of these people are still in the EPA, even though a lot of other people have been asked to leave. Still have that concept of protection. Nothing wrong with protecting the environment. It's a question of how you place that protection against the monetary value. And here we get back again to Obamacare and the death penalty. Remember what I taught you for 6.5 years on this program, that the monetary value of what you are in the death penalty, what is it, some of the leftist communist socialists in the Congress still are peddling on a daily basis, that this is a whole system by which Obamacare and you're going to get payments. They're talking premiums at this point are real world to people, but it's academic. Because the real monetary value is what your metrics are as to your virtual water you use, what kind of system you are, your age. I had those interviews with Dr. Emanuel, who wrote that death panel, and it hasn't changed to this day. They talk about health care. Health care's got to deal with financing, how you're worth, what you're worth, how it is, how the metrics work with that. Those are real figures. They're based upon the concept of development, the International Diagnostic Code, the ICD 10, and this is the code that's placed in your medical record, which was hacked. And of course, the medical records were part of the hacking, of the recent hacking, which was tied into the Bitcoin. So the monetary technology that's moving, of course, is in the blockchain, which you've heard about, and I want to talk about today, that has to do with your value and the research of it. And who would get stem cells, by the way, you see. And that's real world. And, of course, Japanese have gone full bore into the concept of the Bitcoin because, you know, it was one of the Japanese people that came into Bitcoin to invent that, and now worked into blockchain, which I'll explain. Which you've already had explained to you, but you haven't heard from this show. So the thing is that in Japan, they're using all the data, the digital credit cards, and with the Bitcoin. But the thing is that perhaps there has to be barter, because there won't be any currency. You look at your $100 bill, and then I get back to that, what the missing words are, which puts you into the Bitcoin technology. They're telling you that the digital currency is the unit, which is the formation will be printed into the money as it remains. So, and barter, what will you barter? I propose to the new nation that, and to the what is called the fifth government in our government, who really run things. And I said, well, you've been using all this time as part of barter as organ parts. And, you know, the old days of when the Chinese were using their prisoners for organ selling on the market. They don't do that now. They have other ways of working that out. But what about barter? Say, well, as they do in India. In other words, people make a living selling their organ, one organ at a time. And you might think that's an isolation. No, it is not an isolation. Barter for human bodies and organs, and this is the biggest secret they've kept from you for years. It's bigger than slavery. Drugs, of course, on the opiates, of course, what they've been protecting in Afghanistan for the opium market. And cocaine, and then they're trying to convert the farmers into other crops, and you've heard a lot about that. I remember when I talked about that 7 years ago. I tell you, every rotten, as Al Pacino played that movie of coming from Cuba. What the hell was that? And, you know, he's what he did. He said, he had a line, I won't be able to say it well this morning, but he's getting every cockroach under a rock, you know. He figured out the corruption in the police department and the government very quickly, and that's how he became a wealthy person that Al Pacino was portraying. He's more than wealthy, you know. That was, so, yeah, it was so the border system can be on the list of what you barter. And I suggested, okay, what about bartering knowledge? And in other words, the process is in the place of currency. That is the currency. And I'm sticking to that suggestion. And, the federal currency of negative interest rates is where this is all going, and is now, actually. And Canada has a project which is, they don't tell anybody about how to get across the new leader of Canada and his wife, and she's kissing him, and they're thinking of the young millennials, and they go to Washington, and Ivana Trump holds his hand while they go to an opera, you know, called Product Jasper. And Product Jasper is our future. We're going to see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. And I know my producer's helping me with the name of that movie, and I hope he continues. And we'll put it on air. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids.
My producer said he's reminding me of the film's called Scarface, yeah, and that was the center stage of which the model was made as it is now, concerning what we're talking about right now and the financing and the lack of currency. We have Kevin from New Hampshire. Thank you very much, Kevin, for calling Parker Pathways.
Good morning, Dr. Parker. It's good to hear you on the air. Hopefully the work that you're doing for yourself will become very productive and beneficial. I'm listening to what you're talking about with the money and the water concept, and I was thinking about something that's been going on. Do you think it might be that they're putting this transgender thing into the public, whatever you want to call it, culture, civilization, so they can use that to be able to generate more birth certificates? I mean, they're already using them to finance their debt in the first place, but if they have one that goes away and then a new one pops up, but it's the same body, isn't that like double derivatives, do you think?
You mean the first one we used was transgender, right?
Yes, when a person decides that they want to change from
one
to the other.
Yeah, oh, I'm with you.
So they're going to...
Yeah, there's the statements you're making is a sociological statement.
Yeah,
that is of very great importance, because what's happening... there's a lot to what you're saying, because, first of all, you're only talking about less than 1% of the population that is interacting genetically, even though they're male and females, on the planet. Yeah. The issue comes down to a good example of your statement that has huge implications for changing the society to do what Mr. Soros wants, which is the obliteration of Christianity, number one, and number two, to change the process by which we interact on a identification system within a financial system, which is why... You take Manning, you're the fellow that was a military fellow who gave classified information to WikiLeaks. And Obama, before he left office, sanctified that.
You did the sentence, yes.
It was a pardon. And,
pardon. Wow.
You know, it was a pardon. And so what we had there was the he would have rights to have medical care. And he would have rights to the commissary, like a lot of military officers, you know, do, and the whole thing. But think about that: you give away classified secrets, that open the door to one of the compromising positions, like Hillary Clinton did in the real world. We're not talking about the BS world, where operatives were compromised in the field. It stopped completely any kind of process, what Manning did, to be able to have what is being talked about in Saudi Arabia by the President of the United States today, is the fact that what happens here is that we were not able to sequester Yemen because our operatives in Yemen had been killed as a result of Manning. And when I'm given the beige book to be reviewed by Uncle Sam as to what I can say and can't say. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that I can say this today. You are bringing up the actual, what I call, the value system, which is going to be promoted in our new culture. And
I was wondering about that, Dr. Parker, because...
Yeah,
AI,
no kidding.
I mean, sexless, but they can be assigned whatever sex. And if they can be assigned a whole nother, 500 whatever units of exchange, million units of exchange for 50 years
you're
of service.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. I appreciate it.
Listen, thank you for calling.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth?
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.